Well, it's exactly now 4:46 a.m. South African time. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome my beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Early this Saturday morning, Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, and that is Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 10 and 11. Verses number 10 and 11. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He knows that human beings' nature is such. We will do something, O Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being. But what are the incentives? What will we get in return? So Almighty Allah said, we must read Salat with devotion, concentration. We must shun and avoid all futile speech and actions. We must be active in our charity. We must guard our private parts. We must fulfill the rights of creation and creator simultaneously. And we must guard our Salat, our Namaz, our prayer 5 times a day in Safar and Hadar, whether we are traveling on the plane or train, or we are at home. So once we inculcate and imbue all these qualities within ourselves, then every Muslim male and female, then Almighty Allah states, chapter 23, verses 10 and 11, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, then they will be the heirs. Of my father passed away, mother passed away, I inherited something. It's not really I worked for it, it is something I inherited. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, through His grace and mercy and benevolence, when we imbue, inculcate ourselves with these qualities, then those are the people, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, they will inherit Firdaus, Jannat al-Firdaus, the highest stages of paradise. Therefore, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, when you beg Almighty Allah, ask Him for Jannat al-Firdaus, فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَتُهَا, that is the cream of the crop, the premium position and place in Jannah, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. And once we enter there, hum fiha khalidun, you dwell and stay there forever and ever. So imagine, we should not be asking Allah only for Jannah for our parents and near and dear ones who passed away. Say, Ya Allah, grant us and grant them, the deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus. And in Muslim Sharif it comes, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So all these words we can use, 100% authentic. Now I want all of you, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. You see, these 11 verses were revealed. Then Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited 10 du'as. I'm to read it now, and then when we send out the podcast, you must then by heart it, memorize it, and inshallah it's short du'as, and the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. I'll read and translate. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, Zidna, Allahumma zidna, O Allah, increase for us. Increase our iman, increase our Islam, increase our health, our wealth, everything that's good, increase. Wala tanqusna, and do not decrease. So already two duas. Allahumma zidna, wala tanqusna. Now number three and number four. Wa'atina, keep on giving us, Ya Allah, keep on giving us, keep on giving us all those things that are permissible good which we relish and cherish. Wa'atina, wala tahrimna, wa'atina, wala tahrimna, do not deprive us, Ya Allah, do not deprive us, Ya Allah, when we have load shedding, how many problems we experience, what will happen in the year after, our death, when we don't have no radiance, if وَأَعْتِنَا وَلَا تَحْرِمْنَا. Keep on giving us and do not deprive us. Then number five and number six. وَأَكْرِمْنَا وَأَكْرِمْنَا. Ya Allah, give us honor, give us dignity, give us respect, Ya Allah. وَلَا تُهِنَّا. Do not disgrace us. Do not humiliate us. وَأَكْرِمْنَا وَلَا تُهِنَّا. وَأَكْرِمْنَا وَلَا تُهِنَّا. Grant us honor and respect. Do not humiliate and disgrace us, O beloved Allah. وَآثِرْنَا وَآثِرْنَا. Ya Allah, give us preference. وَلَا تُؤْثِرْ عَلَيْنَا. Do not give others preference over us. Accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Make us the khadim, the servants of Islam, Ya Allah. وَآثِرْنَا وَلَا تُؤْثِرْ عَلَيْنَا. When we study the lives of Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah granted them a certificate, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. So number 9, number 10 will be wa ardina warda anna. Wa ardina warda anna. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us and let us be pleased with you. Wa ardina warda anna. Last time, whole dua, all 10. Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna wa a'tina wa la tahrimna wa akrimna wa la tuhinna wa asirna wa la tu'sir alayna wa ardina wa arda anna. Alhamdulillah, we read the beautiful dua. Let us take you around the world and show you. You Jutlas, you Zionists, you apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, come, I tell you a lesson. Didn't I tell you Allah has made you a cursed nation, not a chosen nation? All that fairy tales that the Bible has told you Israel belongs to you, that you cooked up, fabricated and invented, Almighty Allah taught us in the noble Quran, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the armies of Almighty Allah except Him. How Almighty Allah sends His army, only He knows. Chapter 74, Surah Muddathir, verse number 31. Chapter 74, verse 31. Right? So Israel is a nuclear power. Israel has the most powerful army in the Middle East. But Allah Jalla Wala, through His infinite grace and mercy, and I'm very, very transparent, I'll tell you on your face, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim, with Allah's help, whether you're right or wrong. So you see, I make dua, I cry, we beg Allah, punish the Jutlas and Israel more and more. So Allah send the gecko. So you see, now the national parks in Israel, they don't know what to do. The gecko are multiplying so fast and rapidly, destroying their national parks. They're destroying all what is there. So Jutla, this gecko is coming for you also. Remember that. Yeah, remember, he'll come for you one day, inshallah. Even they fed up of all your injustice, apartheid and oppression and so forth. If you think I'm talking from my pocket, go and read yesterday's Remember Haaretz newspaper and see occupation out of control. The editorial in the Haaretz newspaper of Israel. the occupation out of control. So that is what your own people are saying. You'll have become thugs. You'll have become murderers. You'll have become people who are not human, subhuman, as Gideon Levy said regarding the settlers. So that's one point. All you Jutlas, go read it about the gecko and go read your Haaretz newspaper, occupation out of control. See, yesterday, I had visitors from overseas. They went to Aqsa, mashallah, a few weeks ago. So I was asking them, what's the latest news? They told me, when you go to Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, then in the masjid, Maghrib time, there were three people only. Can you imagine? For us, remember, these are the important masajid, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, Masjid Quba, they outside Medina, and then we have Masjid Ibrahim, Khalilur Rahman. It has historic importance. So there, the Jutlas, the way they harass the Palestinians and the Muslims, they can't even and walk on certain streets and so forth. So no adhan given there on the mic. And remember, three people there and this group who came there, 30, 40 of them. So that is their aim, that they stole half our mosque there and they want to steal everything. Just like, is in their DNA to steal. Remember that. The Jutlas in Israel steal the land, steal the home, steal the olive orchards, everything. They just want to steal, steal, steal. Tata Zonke, remember that. That's their mentality. So stealing and so forth and so on. See yesterday, world news, that what happens, that he, the apartheid soldier, Nazi soldier, that's why we need a Hitler. We make no bones of it. We need another Hitler to sort them out, and Putin is doing a good job. So I don't agree with everything of Hitler, but he did a good job to a certain extent. So you must remember that. So what happened is, a 7-year-old youngster, the police, the army chasing him. For what you have to chase all these small youngsters, you baby killers and murderers? So remember, the youngster then, when they reached him, they say he suffered a heart attack. Can you believe the army released a statement and said, no, our officer spoke to the family in a very kind, courteous manner. You speaking kind, courteous to Palestinians? Go tell that to the enemies in the Kruger Park, the animals in the Kruger Park. So don't come talk your nonsense here to us. You'll go and you intimidate them, blackmail them, you push down their doors and you break everything and so forth. You are war criminals, man. So you must remember, now you Muslim, I told you, Saudi Arabia is run by kuffar and murtads. I told you, Emirates is run by non-Muslims, murtads and traitors to Islam. I want every one of you to write this down. There is an organization, it's called IMPACT, I-M-P-A-C-T, and then a hyphen S-E. So IMPACT, then hyphen S-E. Do you know what they do? That they, Saudi Arabia, has handed over their curriculum syllabi to the Jutlas, to the Jews, to the Zionists. Emirates have done the same. So any hadith they don't like, you must remember, they just remove it. How many ahadith they remove? So my question to you, Saudi murtad traitors, Ghaddar, and you Emiratis, so you must remember, they in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, what will you do with the Quran when Quran says regarding the Jews, Kunu qiratan khasi'in, Allah transformed them into despicable monkeys. And this is literally, Allah said, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ, Allah Ta'ala transformed them into swines and monkeys. So will you remove that and expunge that? You know you are traitors to Islam. You know you are traitors to Palestine. You know you are murtads. So this is the boot licking. You should wake up, O Ummah. Don't remove, stay in your slumber. This is the LGBT movement everywhere. Now you see the Bulla Kaaba in Europe. They are Kaaba and with LGBT. So Allah will destroy them. How Allah is decimating Florida, South Carolina and America. Nothing can stop them. So nothing can prevent the punishment of Allah. And we make it clear, Biden, we're making dua, Allah punish you all more. You, Mr. Putin, I'm warning you. That with your annexation, you will not get away. So I am asking the American, I am asking the Jutla and the Zionists, how come when Trump said that you must now take this Golan Heights and now call it Trump Heights? Who gave Israel the right to annex and take the land of Golan Heights that belongs to Syria? Who gave you the right to steal and annex a part, the half of three-quarters of Palestine? Your grandfather gave you the right. So you must remember these type of things here. The West and the whites especially. So I don't say all, but majority. Every way you will see double standards. That Israel does it, legalize. Russia does it because Russia has given them a good hiding. So remember this. They say that this is illegal war criminals. We say both are war criminals, but we'll still support Putin. So Putin, you go ahead and give them a good thrashing. India, another mushrik, another idol worshipper there in India, our worst enemy, Quran says, we never say every Jew, we never say every Hindu. People are going for Umrah. Go and see what is happening there. They don't even allow the people going to Jeddah for pilgrimage and so forth, that now all you Muslims going to Jeddah, going to Makkah, Medina, that you must stand there outside, no chairs there, no bathrooms there, no washroom there, nothing there. So that is how they treat them in the largest democracy in the world. So remember, this is Quran chapter 5 verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jutlas, the Zionists and the Jews. And remember the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus, majority of them. So I gave you all this so that you wake up from your slumber and we don't speak just from our pocket. Everything we gave you, we can now substantiate it, and you can see it in your own Google and everything there. So anyway, inshallah, today between 2 and 3 will be the youth program with Brother Uwaisi, and then between 6 and 8 inshallah will be the Naat Kirat with Brother Suleiman Esop. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we reached the milestone yesterday with Allah Ta'ala's help, Allah's mercy. Allah reward my brother Maulana Ahmed yesterday, nasiha, daily pro nasiha, advice, 2,500, Allah accept it. Mm-hmm. Today I will be in Trichardt, inshallah, in Pumalanga, after Isha, the program. Jamaat there for Isha, 8 o'clock, but everything, all the programs will continue as normal, inshallah, Aziz.
Somebody is asking, Ustad, what is happening in Iran with the hijab issue, Ustad?
Remember, Iran, you should know the following. Iran was a Sunni country from 640 Gregorian calendar to 1500. Ismail Safavi came. He acted as a big Sufi, as a big pious person. Then he got thousands of murids and disciples and students. And first thing they did was to murder and slaughter and massacre the Sunni ulama. And 1501 till now, it's a Shia regime. In 79, you had the Iranian revolution, not Islamic revolution. Shias are pakka, 100% kuffar, non-Muslims. You take a 5-rand coin, 2-rand coin, one side you put Jutla and Jews, other side you put Shias. They're the same for us. Because the father, remember, of Shia Azam is a Jew. And if you know anything, these are all Shia books. So in Rijalul Kashi, Shia book is written there, the founder of Shia Azam is Abdullah bin Sabah, he was a Jew. So therefore, I ask you two questions. When Khomeini la'anahullah, Allah's curse be upon him, he's not Muslim. So remember, he writes in his book Tawdihul Masail, that you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. And I've got the book, they gave it to me. So I'm asking you, when you made your woman prostitute, so what can you impose upon them, hijab and parda and all these things here? So remember this, the West got their hidden agenda. I say two things for Iran. Iran, you must go nuclear. You Arab tanpot dictators, if you have brains, but you don't have brains. So you must remember, you should have gone nuclear a long time. You got all the money, but you bootlickers can't do that. So Iran, you tell the West, go to hell and go nuclear all the way. Second, yesterday the news broke. See, these Westerners, They say that Iran must be kicked out from the World Cup. We say World Cup is not permissible, but be that as it may. So remember that they say Iran must be kicked out because of its treatment for the women and treating them. So I'm asking, why is Israel not kicked out from FIFA? Why is Israel not kicked out from all these international organizations? Where is their human rights vis-a-vis for the Palestinians? Again, the white man. Double standards everywhere. You must remember, we know what is apartheid. You must be blind not to see all these things, or you're either a ghabi, an idiot, and a fool. Remember these things here. So we must be clear on these issues here. Where Iran is right, they're right. Where they're wrong, they're wrong. So remember, the West wants regime change. You know, Americans, they like regime change so they can steal more oil. You murdered Bush and Blair, 1 million people. When are the people going to hang you in public? That is what Islam says, that Bush and Blair must be hanged in public for the murder they committed of 1 million people plus, and stealing the oil from Iraq, stealing the oil from Syria, stealing the oil from Libya. So that is what they want. You must remember that. So that is what all this is, just talk. You must remember that this woman and all these things here. So remember that nobody comes and tell you what to do when you torture our people in Guantanamo Bay. Nobody tells you what to do when you do our sister Dr. Afia and sister and so forth. So you must talk last, the West, please.
I see somebody says even some of our Muslims are supporting Israel in the World Cup, Ustad.
So you must remember that they can support who they want to. Remember that Israel is a harami state, and Israelis, the settlers, only one issue will settle the issue. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Somebody says, please double check your news about the 7-year-old boy who died. The Jews didn't kill him. Check your news. We spoke to the family, and the family says our son was sick. That's American Jew. Ustad.
Yes, American Jew. You must remember how many other children you killed. Go listen to my words, I said. You chased him, and then they say he died out of heart attack. We are saying that what is your gun doing there, yes, in Hebron? We are saying, what are your assassination drones doing there? So don't come with your American Jew and try and intimidate us. America is a super terrorist country. Invaded how many countries? How many million people you murdered? Who went and exploded the atom bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki? So who's checking the facts, my brother? Who murdered million people in Iraq and so forth? And in Jujutlas, how many thousand children they killed? How many thousand million people they kicked out from Palestine? As I talk to you, 6 million Palestinians and a diaspora. So you better migrate to Israel and go lick them there.
Allahu Akbar. Well said, Ustad. Subhanallah. Somebody says, my question is to you, Ustad. Why is our president and his cabinet going to implement the death penalty? We need this urgently. It worked in the past. You bring in tough laws, they will bring the crime down, Ustad.
Remember that when the ANC came into power, you see, you Muslims also, let me be honest about this. Muslims of Africa also, they like, don't like, we're not here to curry favor with anybody. We'll tell you how it is. When the ANC came into power in 1994, herd mentality, viva, viva ANC, freedom, freedom. So when the constitution was drafted and then it was finalized and everything and passed, and what they said, one of the best constitutions in the world. That time already I said that this constitution is not worth the paper on what is written for us Muslims. The whole constitution is based on human rights and got nothing to do with divine rights. You must remember that they removed the death penalty, they removed so many other things and so forth, which should be a deterrent for people and so forth, and they opened the floodgates. So what you see today, people commit crime brazenly, openly. Didn't you see there in Cape Town what they did to the Ukraine couple or the Ukrainian lady? She was driving that Audi and her husband's factory, their plastic factory. They just jammed them up, and then I don't know how much they'll have to pay, 20 million, 50 million, that's the going rate or so forth. So that is what it is. Pala pala, they give you some fairy tale story. Every minister now, if you go and see that, see, before they were became ministers, and now, so they need a financial audit and so forth. So remember, South Africa is today a failed state, a banana republic. And I tell you that I know what is apartheid and what is freedom and democracy. If you take it, both of them are criminals. Remember, apartheid was a crime, and this is a crime as well. The amount of corruption, incompetence, every department you go and see. So they can't. Which investor is going to invest in South Africa when you can't even give power electricity to South Africa? So remember, but you voted for them. You Muslims voted for them. Who voted for them? I'm asking 100 Muslims. 100 mean 100,000, whatever. So who voted for them? You. So remember, if you are honest, you will find 1% like me. We never ever voted for them for 94 and will never vote for them. So remember this, because you can see the writing on the wall. But people, you know, herd mentality, when you take vaccine, then your brains also work upside down.
Ustad, I've got Sister Natalie. She says, morning to you and to the team. AK, load shedding is a killer. What happens to those people who are on oxygen for life at their homes? Sister Natalie, we are worried, Ustad.
So you must remember, now they say they're going to put generators all that day in the hospitals, or they will be exempt from load shedding, the hospitals and so forth. But the very same hospitals we're talking about, go and just see the corruption there. 300 million, 200 million, 400 million, and it's just going spiraling out of control. And nothing, nothing. That no one is prosecuted, nothing. Marikana massacre, who's massacred? Those people who died, you must remember, those people who had, you know, all the special needs patients, they were transferred. So how many of them died? Who's prosecuted? Nobody. So that is what you find, you must remember, in South Africa. That it will go on and on and on. By that time, another 1 billion will be gone already. So that is the big problem here. So you at home, my sister Natalie and whoever else, you can afford it, then you must just buy inverters, or you must buy a generator, or you must purchase those panels, you know, solar panels. Allah alone have mercy on us. What a beautiful country. I'm telling you openly, you give me a choice now, 2022, 1st October. So go to any Arab country, go to any Muslim country, I will not go. I'll say I'll still stay in South Africa. Such a beautiful country, but destroyed by the apartheid regime and destroyed by the government, current government, so the ANC. That is the truth of the matter. Whether you like, don't like, is your business, but we have to speak the truth.
I see Brother Fakir says, tell Mufti Sahib, I have fashion sunglasses with different colors for each eye. Is it permissible to wear mixed color sunglasses? Fakir, who's that?
Fakir, antumul fuqara ila Allah. So fakir means that we are muhtaj, dependent on Almighty Allah. My brother Fakir, I want to ask you a question, right? I don't know you. When you purchased that sunglasses, did you ask any Maulana, any Imam, any Mufti, anything? Now you're wearing it, this. But anyway, better late than never. So you see, my brother Fakir, that in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man ghashana fa laysa minna. Whosoever, remember, deceives us, is not of us. So hadith in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith. So now people want to wear contact lenses. I just give example now. I'm old, cold, tired, retired now. So remember that. So now what happens is, I want to go see a girl. I want to get married to her. Obviously, just an example. Now when I go there, she got green eyes. Then afterwards, I propose, they tell her, hey, this girl doesn't have green eyes, it's green contact lenses. You see? So how they deceive and this type of things here. Yeah. So now you, my brother Fakir, what you want to do? You want to join the LGBT or what? That one day is the yellow, one day is the pink, one day is the red, one day is the blue, and all this and all. Absolutely haram. In Islam, there's no place for deception. Why must we mimic the West? That is my point to you Muslims. That why must you mimic? You know why? Because it's embedded in our hearts. Majority of the Muslims, 80-90%. The West is the best and white is right. Therefore, we think just like them and we behave just like them. So remember that, because we have that apartheid mentality in our hearts also. Bilal will think like Bali and Maryam will think like Mary. Fakir, the long and short of it, not permissible.
Somebody says that the soil that Allah created, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was from Jannah to Medina. But there's no Medina in Jannah. Please verify, Ustad.
Remember, that is poetry, my brother. You must remember these things. Yeah, speaking of that, anybody wants it? Yesterday, late at night, I slept very late also, I said, because, you know, I love before I sleep. These people from overseas, they told me that we can't believe, you know, that in 24 hours, you answer every question and every email. I said, no, I don't sleep till I sort everything out. So late at night, last night, I sent out Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Urdu Naat Sharif. So we sent it to thousands of people, mashallah, on our groups, on our Telegram, and so forth and so on. So that is a person speaking about ishq and love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every masjid will form part of Jannah, my brother. Not only Masjid Nabawi or Makkah Mukarramah, every masjid belonging to the true Muslims. Not does that belong to Shias and Qadianis and all that. So every masjid will belong there in Jannah and form and constitute part of Jannah. Last question.
Somebody says, I'm a bit confused, respected Mufti AK. How come the ulama is with the LGBT ustad?
So any alim, any person promotes them, anybody is silent on them because he say they are right. Oh, you must remember, they go and address them. Yesterday one person told me that this person in America is a very good speaker. I say, do you know his background? He goes with the LGBT group and he promotes it. So any person who promotes LGBT straight away is a murtad out of the fold of Islam. We not here to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. These are people who just herd mentality. They just go with the flow, you know. See, all of you who want to know about LGBT and you're a Muslim or non-Muslim, I'll give both of you. So the Muslim, go read Surah 11, chapter 11, Surah Hud, and go read verses 77 right up to verse number 83. You got it? Surah Hud, chapter 11, verses 77 to verse 83. Allah Jalla Wala left two signs there. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. Allah punished them in such a way, the people who committed sodomy, homosexuality, the gay brigade, as far as the land and sand goes, is the lowest portion on earth there till today. And the Dead Sea is there, so nothing can survive there. For you non-Muslims, remember that, go and refer to this book, and which I told you on several occasions, Quran Made Easy, Q-U-R-A-A-N, Made Easy, Quran Made Easy, and you can just Google it, you will find it there, it's in two volumes, and remember you will see the person's name at the bottom is Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussain, H-O-O-S-A-N, same like how I spell it. He passed away, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So you just Google it and then you go there, chapter 11 and verses 77 to 82. So that is what all 82, 83 also. So inshallah, then you will get a much better understanding. In Islam, everything is natural. So what is the exit cannot be used as the entry. Remember that nice sentence, right? Exit, so the back passage is exit. You can't use that as an entry. There's no sodomy in Islam. The kuffar, shias, they say that also is permissible with your wife and so forth. Go see in their book. So everything they allow, shias love backdoor business. So remember this, that is LGBT also. They don't know where their brains are, on top or the bottom. So the entry and exit, everything for them is fine. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So we living in the last stages, remember Dajjal's time. So the biggest deceiver, Allah Jalla Wala, protect us, pray for our country, you Muslims, cry to Allah, that say, Allah, protect Masjid Ibrahim Khalil, protect Masjidul Aqsa, and the Haramain Sharifain, and Ameen. All our Masajid, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.